today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. We're going to speak about comparison of this life and hereafter.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so,
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Friday, 15th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. But first, as usual, we'll listen to a verse of the Holy Quran and then the important point of it. For today, chapter Al-An'am, verse 32.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون.
And the worldly life is not but amusement and diversion, but the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah. So will you not reason?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This world without observing the next world is dangerous, but if this world be used as a pathway towards the next world, and also a preliminary field of planting the plants of goodness for the coming world, it can be a place of development. It should be noted, of course, that the cause of development and reaching the bliss in the hereafter is virtue. Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace be upon him, said, "Avoid vain pastime and play, chaffy words, too much laugh and joke, and futile statements. Avoid pastime and play, chaffy words, too much laugh and joke, and futile statements."
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. Guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and right. Well, that often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
About comparison of this life and the hereafter, we can say that Islam is a religion of balance and moderation, yes. So we should balance our supplications by asking for both goodness in this life and in the hereafter. The Prophet would ask Allah for good things in this life, such as well-being, health, and ease. The best thing to have after the faith that leads to paradise is well-being and ease in the world. So the Prophet has commanded us to ask Allah for well-being. There is no harm in enjoyment, comfort, and pleasure in the world within the limits of Islam. However, the Prophet also taught us to qualify anything we ask for in the world with the condition that it should not harm our life in the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we shall be talking about this world and the hereafter and how we can achieve the excess of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. The lives of our Prophet and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam clearly encourage us to hard work for our financial independence. There are many examples that we can refer to actually prove such a statement. The Prophet himself engaged in trade and business when he lived with his uncle Abu Talib. He was in charge of the trade caravan of Lady Khadija, salamullah alayha, who later became his wife. It is well known that Imam Ali alayhi salam emancipated 1,000 slaves from the earnings of the toil of his own hands. The next example that I'm going to refer to is that Ali ibn Abu Hamza saw Imam Kadhim alayhi salam working in his farm while his feet had become dirty with mud. He went forward and said, "May life be ransom for you. Where are your men?" The Imam alayhi salam replied, "O Ali, those who were superior to me and my father have worked with their own hands in their own farms." Ali asked, "Who can be that?" The Imam said, "The Messenger of Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen, and all forefathers, they have toiled with their own hands, and this is the tradition of the prophets and the messengers and the successors and the good doers in the history and the good people in the history." This is the answer that he received from Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we learn about Muslim mindsets to live successfully in this world and the hereafter. This world or this dunya has no value to Allah. If the world to Allah was equal to a mosquito's wing, then He would not allow the believer to have a sip of water from it. From this hadith, Allah shows us how insignificant this world is to Him. It has no value whatsoever because it is created as a test for mankind. When your teacher created your exam paper, did she or he think the exam paper or your score was more important? Of course, your score is the most important things, right? That is why Allah told us in the Holy Quran that after everyone dies from the time of Adam to the last person on earth, He will destroy this world on the day of judgment. It will be as if it never existed. That is why Allah says in the Holy Quran in chapter 3, verse 37, Allah provides sustenance to whom He pleases without measure.
Jalal.
can we strike the right balance? This is one important question. We can lead fulfilling lives by bringing more Islam into our lives. For example, we can become wise in our interactions and dealings with each other, fulfill our trusts and duties toward each other, be patient in adverse circumstances with an unwavering faith in Allah, become thankful to Allah for His blessings and show gratitude to people as well for what we get from it, earn our livelihood through lawful means, and so on. Let's remember that when we live our lives according to what Islam teaches us, we not only live fulfilling lives, we are also pleasing Allah and thus contributing toward credits that will count in the hereafter. However, while living this life, none of these should take precedence over Allah's commands, and none of these should divert us from our real purpose of life. The desire to attain the favor of Allah, the Almighty, should supersede all other considerations.
ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق ولنجزين الذين صبروا أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. And surely we shall render unto those who are patient. Why from among all these attributes patience stands here, you know, prominent, important. ولنجزين الذين صبروا. We will render to those their price, their reward, to those who exercise patience. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam says, patience to faith is like the head to the body. If you take fingers, maybe you survive. The arm, maybe you survive. Legs, you survive. Whatever you survive, eyes you survive, ears you can survive without ears, you know, without nose. But can you survive without a head? We don't see a person walking unless he's a zombie without a head. We haven't seen so far. Imam Ali says, patience to faith is like the head to the body. If the head is missed, there is no body, there is no life. And if patience is missed and lost, there is no faith. There is no faith. You have to be patient. If you are hungry, you have to be patient. If you are lonely, you have to be patient. If you are sick, if you are being defamed and attacked and wronged and abused, you have to be patient. You have to fight for your justice, but you have to be patient. Don't lose. Patience here means don't lose your faith in God. Don't lose your hope that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Maybe tomorrow is going to take a long time to happen, but it will happen. Don't lose faith. Don't be despondent. This is the meaning of patience. Do not be despondent. Do not give up.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode of this program tomorrow. Same channel and same time. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door.
and they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.